I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna.
And together, we created the Cogno Movement System. And we'd like to welcome you to the New Life Perspectives Radio Show,
where we're going to be sharing with you tools, tips, and ideas that are going to change your life.
Hello, hello in UK Health Radio Land. I am Liz Larson, and I'm here with
Bill McKenna.
Hey, Bill McKenna. And we are the duo from the New Life Perspectives Radio Show and also the creators of the Cogno Movement System. And we have a really special guest today. Who is it, Bill?
Eileen Smith. Awesome. We're so excited to have her on. So excited that she said yes to coming on today. She is somebody that speaks our language. So
I
saw her and I was like, she's one of our people. So we're so excited to have her on. We're talking about healing trauma through the body and its significance of that. And Eileen, welcome, welcome. Tell us about you and how you got here. How'd you end up?
Hi. Well, sometimes I don't even know, but truly I found my way to somatic experiencing totally randomly. So in my early 40s, I decided to go back to school to get a master's in mental health counseling. So I was ready for a midlife career. And as I was finishing up school, I was doing an internship at an eating disorder clinic. And it was the first time in my life that I was in a work environment that I felt completely safe. And I started kind of exploring this idea of like, why is this environment so safe? And the founder of this clinic that I was working at called Healthy Futures was a woman named Mia Elwood. And, you know, Mia had started explaining to me that she and several other of the therapists were trained in something called somatic experiencing. And she tried to explain it to me several times. And really the big idea behind it was this about nervous system regulation. And if we can build a safe container for ourselves, then we create an environment of safety around us. And so I just randomly went to, there happened to have been a training in Scottsdale, Arizona, where I was living. And I literally, in probably the first 10 minutes of the work being unpacked, I was like, wow, this makes total sense. So what is it that made sense to me was I had been on my own healing journey since my 20s. And I had spent years and years in talk therapy. And yet still at the age of 42, I just still felt like there was something dysregulated in my nervous system. I was very anxious. I never felt the sense of safety and peace. And I had just journeyed so far along with so many different modalities and so much talk therapy, and somatic experiencing made sense to me. And so I decided to go through the 3-year extensive training of somatic experiencing. And in the process of being a student of the work, I also became a patient. And I really, through somatic experiencing, really learned, my nervous system really began to settle down. And for the first time in my life, I felt more regulated. I was able to slow things down. I was able to really be more of an observer than a reactor. And I got deeply into the work as a patient. So now fast forward a couple of years later, and my husband passed away very suddenly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very suddenly.
I hear that. Wow.
I walked out of my house and my life changed within an hour. And it was the first time in my life going through this grieving process that I didn't disconnect. I didn't get into my eating disorder behaviors. I allowed people to support me and I stayed connected. So in a sense, no matter what was going on for me, I still was able to be to have my body as a safe container. I didn't dissociate. I didn't get into any fight or flight behaviors. And I really was grateful that I had, not knowingly was preparing my body for this big trauma that I had experienced. So fast forward, I had patients in a practice and I continued to work, and I decided that it was important to share this information about trauma and the body and how we need to bring the body into the healing process. And I wrote a book that was founded on the work from somatic experiencing. So there you have my story in a nutshell.
Would you share with everybody, what is somatic experience?
Good question. So somatic experiencing is a therapeutic modality that was developed by a man named Dr. Peter Levine. And he's a double PhD in some sort of biophysical something, I don't know, and something else, but he was curious about studying animals in the wild and to try to understand why animals don't get traumatized and people do. And what he found out was that animals have an innate ability to shake off their trauma. So if they're under threat, what they do is before they can move on, they actually reset their nervous systems and they'll shake off the trauma. And it turns out human beings actually have the same innate biological need to shake off the trauma and reset their nervous systems and put the trauma memories where they belong, because trauma memories really don't have any sense of space or time. So that was how he began to develop the work of somatic experiencing.
Very interesting. So you said as you went into your training, you were the patient. And you said that when you lost your husband, you were able to handle that. What else changed for you?
With the somatic experiencing? Yeah. Truly, my nervous system became more regulated. So I had my system, I believe, because of I had a lot of early trauma in my life. I had two surgeries before the age of three. Then I grew up in a chaotic house. And just a challenging childhood, overall. And so I showed up as an adult with this nervous system that was dysregulated. I didn't sleep well. I was constantly trying to manage that dysregulation or that discomfort by over-exercising. So really what I wound up doing was keeping my body constantly in this sympathetic overdrive. So, and that's how I spent most of my life. So our bodies, when we've had a lot of trauma, as you know, that mechanism, it's almost like the fight or flight mechanism that's only meant for acute bouts of stress survival, it gets stuck in the on position.
Yeah.
And so I spent my whole life trying to manage that sympathetic overdrive that I was constantly living in. So I was constantly in this, I was like a hyperactive kid. Of course, I was diagnosed with ADHD. And then I would use exercise to just basically exhaust my system. And so my body would go into a collapse. So I didn't sleep well. I was reactive. I was constantly in motion and constantly needing all the stimulation. And so with the somatic experiencing work, it took my body and it brought it down to a much more balanced and much more baseline way of navigating the world. So we were able to turn off my stress physiology so that I can actually live in a more socially engaged system. Because when we're in survival, we're not socially engaged.
Right.
It's a management issue. So I think that was the big thing for me when my husband passed away, is that because I was out of the stress physiology, I was able actually to use my social engagement system, which is what humans, it's what we need to really live, not survive, but live. And so that I was able to stay connected and just balance through a very, very difficult and stressful time.
I'm sure that a lot of people around the world who are listening to this interview today can relate to that constant need to go with anxiety or overactivity or overexercise, or that stuck feeling, you know, and the need to eat and calm the nervous system. Look online to try to calm the nervous system, but that lights it back up again. All these kind of things to quell this sensation of anxiety, the adrenaline that's moving in our bodies, combined with the injuries to the nervous system. From many times before birth, I was working with a client just the other day who is a twin, and he was blocked in getting out of the birth canal, and that shows up in his nervous system. So talk a little bit about that. We were talking off camera about the current state of affairs creating not only crazy nervous systems now, but the next generation as well is having a very unique nervous system set up, right?
Yeah. I mean, and on top of, you know, let's even break it down further, right? So I think you raised something that's important about this, this twin and the birth trauma, because we don't take into account that our nervous systems are starting to develop in utero. And then, so if we have a parent, a mom who has a jacked up, anxious nervous system, all those stress hormones are going to pump into the baby's body, and the baby's system is going to develop through this stress physiology. So there's right that piece where you're almost behind the eight ball out of the gate. And then we have so much birth trauma, like something as simple as a baby pushing off the vaginal walls is regulating to a baby's nervous system. So there's such because of liability issues, there's so much C-sections or even emergency C-sections that happen. So how much is that impacting how a baby's nervous system starts to develop? So then we move into this idea of what technology is doing to the developing brain and the nervous system. Even, right, we give a two-year-old an iPad to distract them. So it's almost as though there's, like, what I believe is going on is that there's an inability for, if starting at a young age, for children to start moving through and to be uncomfortable or to sit with their feelings. What do? There's just a constant, we're constantly distracting. So when we're constantly distracting, we never actually have to move through an emotion or move through an experience. And so I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens later on with studies and science, how technology is impacting these developing brains and nervous systems.
Well, there's also that ability to retreat into themselves. If I get my feelings hurt, all I have to do is pick up my phone and look at it, and I can go internal. I know Bill wants to get in this conversation. I can see him. We just need to hear from the UK Health Radio really quickly. They always have something amazing to share with us. Let's do that now, and we'll pick right up with Bill.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
How good are vitamin C supplements? Usually only a small proportion of vitamin C actually reaches your cells and has a positive effect. Whereas the high absorption levels of Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C help maintain optimal vitamin C levels in your body and strengthen your immune system. Now get 10% off when you choose Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C capsules. Just quote 10 off at goldmanlaboratories.com.
Do you suffer from pain? B-Cure Laser, a home-use CE-approved medical device for the effective treatment of pain, is now available in the UK. The results of a double-blind trial has shown that B-Cure Laser offers a significant reduction in pain compared to the placebo group. To get your special B-Cure offer now, call free on 0808 501 5122 or Google Radio Pro London. B-Cure Laser.
The station that makes you feel good.
All right, we're back, Bill. Jump on in.
Gosh, you know, this subject, years ago, I had a wonderful teacher that taught me about the eye positions and the parts of the brain. One of the things that I learned is kind of the off button for your emotions can be accessed through raising your eyes upwards towards the ceiling, not your head, but your eyes will disengage your emotion. On the flip side, when we want to cry or, you know, if we're into our emotions, we'll look downwards, literally with the eyes. It'll connect us to the kinesthetic or the feeling parts of our body. One of the things we utilize this in the work that we do. But years ago, I was like, we are headed as a world into a big, big problem. And the reason I was saying this is because the iPhone had been introduced. And I was looking at all of these kids everywhere you go. I mean, literally, if you look around anywhere you go, a mall, waiting in a line for, you know, to get your food, everybody is out and their eyes are looking down at their iPhone or whatever phone they have. And they're typing away and looking and texting. So they're all downward and connected with this thing. Right? So they're all connected in with their emotions, but they don't have a release mechanism and the eyes are fixed. If your eyes are fixed, you're not utilizing other parts of your brain. So consequently, pardon me?
That's fascinating.
Isn't it? And so hence, suicide rates are just through the roof. They've gone absolutely bonkers with the suicide and youth now. So if you're listening to this, take heed, get off of those things, or just simply move it up. Do your texting up here. I know it's a little awkward, but start to move your being, move your eyes, and this will automatically help us to have other perspectives, accessing other parts of our brain. But anyway, I just wanted to get that out for the world to hear about that. But
there's something interesting about that, Bill, because we know with our work that in that up position, you can access ideas and inspiration. But in that low position, a lot of times, you know, there is that emotion, that sadness, and there's one gain to it. So I have a 19-year-old son, and you know, boys are generally less likely to talk about their feelings or emotions, but my son will tell me about his friends being very open about how they feel. They share if they're suicidal. They share if they feel different in their skin. They're sharing it online. So there's a benefit to this feeling state, and it's also why we hear kids talking about they feel that they're a different identity. They feel that they're, you know, some other gender, that kind of thing, where those of us who did not grow up with that downward eye movement all the time, we think, wait a minute, how are they feeling all these things? So there is some benefit. But the negative side, and even for us grownups, because we're on these iPads, we're on these iPhones, is we miss out on the perspective of the brain that can automatically access neutrality, a straightforward, or instant ideas and inspiration with those eyes really, really far up. So what can we do? We can literally put it down, walk outside and look up. Lots of times I'll tell people, look up at the trees, walk around like you're noticing the flowers in springtime, just to get that other perspective. So Eileen, somatics is all about movement. Tell us about your experience as well with movement.
So I will talk about my own personal experience and then, you know, share a little bit about what I see with clients. But in my own healing journey, what I've noticed is for me, and this is going to be different for other people, because I had so much movement, like there was such an overstimulation around the movement, I actually had to do something very different. I actually had to learn how to be in my body in a way that wasn't pushing me into this overstimulation. So I actually had to learn how to walk instead of run. I had to learn how to do yoga and have gentle movement versus pushing heavy weights. So for me, right, this is probably very different from most people that are going to listen to this. So I'll talk to it from both sides. Movement was continuing to keep me in overstimulation. For most people, I think in today's, we see this, let's just talk about the younger generation. You see so much of these kids are just in a collapse because of the technology and they're not moving their bodies. So there's a lack of mobilization. So one of the things that, I don't generally work with kids, but when I work with young people, or I work with people that are more in a depressive state, I feel like the big piece of work that we have to get done is to teach them how to mobilize their bodies and take them out of this collapsed state. Because what we know is once we get someone out of the collapse, and the collapse is almost like, survival physiology, we have fight or flight. If those two things don't work, the body goes into a freeze. So the idea is, and I see this a lot with depression, is that the body is in a freeze. It's in a collapsed state. It's totally shut down. So the big piece of that work is how do we get someone to get safely into their bodies so that that movement doesn't put them back into a freeze state. So it's interesting, right? And every person is unique in so many ways. So it just depends on what the issues are. Like if I have someone who's anxious, what their nervous system is doing is they're more into what we call a sympathetic overdrive. So sympathetic overdrive is the body's survival physiology is turned on so high. So with someone like that, what we have to do is I have to actually teach them again how to get into their body in a different way, because they're almost that there's so much stress hormone pumping through the body when there's anxiety. So we have to work to get the stress hormones turned off. And generally what that means is we got to get everything to slow down. So we have to bring them more back towards rest and digest, which is more towards a parasympathetic nervous system. And what a reptilian does is when they shut down everything. And so there's a balance, right, between the sympathetic and parasympathetic. And that's really what we're trying to accomplish with somatic experiencing, is to bring someone's nervous system back into parasympathetic and sympathetic, working in some sort of simpatico way to have a balanced system. So I hope that made sense.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely makes sense. So would you share for everybody, how do they know if they're out of balance, if they're in parasympathetic or sympathetic. Like, if someone's listening today and they're wondering, how do I know what I am? How do I know how I'm out of balance?
So, and it's a really good question. So let's talk about sympathetic first. So generally sympathetic, you would see lack of sleep. It might be, you're profusely sweating or feeling anxious, feeling like you can't slow your body down. So that would be more towards the sympathetic. Maybe you find yourself in a lot of just reactive behavior. Sometimes, I always like to think of it in this way with the sympathetic. You know, you may technically understand what's going on, but your body and the brain are moving in two different directions. So sympathetic is like your body's in that fight or flight and just that overdrive and just an overload of stress hormone pumping through. Parasympathetic would look pretty much the opposite. You might have, your digestion shuts down. So maybe a lot of constipation. You're always tired. You don't feel motivated. You maybe even some sense of dissociation. You don't even remember what someone said to you a minute ago. Just completely, there's a complete disconnection to yourself and the environment is what you'd often see in the parasympathetic. I would just say your body goes into more of a collapsed state. So rest and digest.
Yeah, it's so interesting that in our language too, it's all about the pattern. We call it a neurological pattern or a calibrated loop. And we were talking about this, Bill and I, about how, you know, the old adage that 95% of what you do is on autopilot, it's your automated nervous system. And that over time, when we were just talking about from birth, these patterns, these neurological loops keep us doing the same thing all the time. So like you're saying, a person will have a pattern of a hot nervous system. They're on fire. They're going, they're moving, they're over talking, they're, you know, not sleeping, they're right. Or you'll have the person who just is so stuck, they can't seem to move forward. So one of the things that Bill and I talk about a lot is how much energy these patterns gobble. They do suck the energy away from your health, from your body healing. When you're in fight or flight, you don't heal. You don't digest. You don't really think. You're busy trying to figure out how to get the lion off your butt. So all of these patterns add up to less than really what your full potential could be. By shutting them off, those patterns, by rerouting them is another way we like to say it, you get that energy back. And now what's possible really becomes possible. So let's hold on just for a second. Let's hear from the UK Health radio station and let's hear about what's possible when we come back. And then Eileen is actually going to share with you a way to really make some change in your life. So we will return in just a minute.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Galar Light is the quantum energy emitted from the universe, from the sun and stars. Now, Tom Palladino, a humanitarian and Scalar Light researcher, has created the world's only Scalar Light healing system, a system that can bring long-distance healing and wellness to humans, pets, and plants via a photograph. Get your free 15-day trial now at scalarlight.com or click on the Scalar Light banner on the UK Health Radio website.
Shields like masks are top of mind right now, but did you know you have inner armor working constantly to protect you from pathogens? It keeps you healthy and thriving. It's your immune system. Ion Gut triggers the body's natural ability to support gut strength all year long, so your immune system can protect you when you need it the most. How are you treating your inner armor? Visit uk.ionbiome.com to learn more.
Ion Gut. Protect what protects you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
All right. Bill, did you have something to add to this about what's possible?
Well, we had shared some information off camera about things becoming possible once the trauma was gone. And we shared quite a bit of those things for the audience about cognitive movement and those things. But I loved the way that you, Eileen, had described it. You had perfectly said that about the safe container. Can you elaborate on that for the audience?
So the big idea of the work that I do is to help someone build their body as a safe container, because when we've had trauma, or because we think of trauma as we think of it an event, but often what we're looking at is a series of chronic stressors in one's life, right? That's generally, it's not usually just one thing. It's several things. It can be stressful childhood. It can be a difficult relationship. So they're not 1 minute events. They're longer events. And in that process, when we've been under this stress, we'll go into fight or flight to try to defend ourselves. And if fight or flight doesn't work, we go into freeze. And really what happens is, when none of our defense mechanisms are working, there's no way for us to feel safe in our body. So we have to restore, we have to help a person restore that sense of safety and actually have some sort of sense of mastery of going through their experiences and being able to defend themselves. And so that's where we get this idea, this biological completion. And I'll give you an example of it. And that's how we restore a sense of safety. So I'm going to share this story because I think it'll make more sense in this context. I had a client who was probably, he was a guy in about 32 years old. We'll call him Jack. And Jack was just really struggling through his adult life and navigating the world. And we got into a discussion one day about being a young kid in camp. And he was started telling me about how he was bullied. And then we get into a specific situation where he's telling me about the other kids pinning him down and how, you know, he couldn't defend himself. And I said to him, I said, Jack, if you could have had one person there that would have been a safe person to help you, who would have that been? So we bring in his friend, Chris. So now Chris comes into the situation. So now we have Chris there with him. So here we're setting it up for him to start building the sense of safety going back into the event. And eventually we get to, I'm like, Jack, if there was one thing that you could have done to help yourself, what would it have done? And he's like, I would have punched and kicked and punched and kicked. And the next 5 minutes, all Jack did was punch and kick and punch and kick and punch and kick. And the tears started coming and they started sweating. And that was his biological completion. And after that experience and that setup, Jack actually started, like, life started shifting for him. So again, by going back in there and having that sense of mastery over the experience really starts helping a person build themselves as a safe container.
Excellent. Excellent. I love that. What a great service. Do you have any stories of what happened to Jack after that? What happened in his life?
So it's really interesting. For the first time in Jack's life, he was actually able to use his voice and speak up. He was in a very challenging relationship, and he was able to actually take himself out of it. He actually got a new job. And his life is now thriving. He's actually now, some years later, married with a kid and quite happy in his life. But that was just one of the many experiences him and I had to start working through that biological completion and to restore that sense of safety within his body.
What a wonderful service that you did for him and his and the offspring as well. You know, these things are generational. So what a great service that you did there. And for everybody listening, this is, I can't overemphasize this enough, that when we break that loop, that basically everything changes. It's not one thing, it's everything. So
true. You know, and so I wanted to bring up something that's really interesting too, because you know, our mental health is so connected to our physical health. And for those who are not familiar with the ACE studies, there's these studies called the Adverse Childhood Experience Studies. And I think they surveyed over 20,000 adults. And the more adverse child, this is a survey of, I think, 10 questions or something similar to that. And the higher a person scored on adverse childhood experiences, the more mental and physical health problems they had in adulthood. So I think this really, really speaks to the importance of how our mental health impacts our physical health and how it's so important that we take care of the mental health and keep that inflammation in our bodies down and keep those stress hormones low so that you know, we're taking care of our beings in a much more holistic way.
I love that you brought that up. You know, in cognitive movement, we always say our body will express for us the emotion we cannot process. And as a child, as a little child, if you got beat, you bullied, abused by parents, emotionally or physically, even if your sisters or brother says it wasn't, it's your perception. It's what your body thinks about it. It's your life. It's what you and your body interpreted it as. And that, you know, that ACE study, we're talking about, they are people who got abused. If you find yourself in practical terms that you have had burning relationships, like, you know, you get in a relationship and kaboom, you know, oh, it's going to be great. Boom. You know, if you find you're making money and then crash and burn, or if you can't, you know, support yourself financially, or if alcohol seems to be and drugs seem to be a thing for you, or you found yourself incarcerated. These are the type of things that happen. If you also hurt yourself, when I say hurt yourself, I don't mean you're trying to cut your wrist. I mean, oh, wow, you went skiing and you're blowing out your knee. You're ending up in ICU because you had this accident, that quote unquote accident. These are all signs that you got to take it seriously and you got to start considering doing this work and going back and releasing the things out of your childhood. It is these type of life experiences can be backtracked. And scientifically, right, the ACE study, we know this now. So this may be a big light bulb moment for you listening wherever you are in the world, that wake up call. These things are related. They're not isolated events.
No, I just want to jump in here and play the tiniest bit of devil's advocate. Because if you're listening out there and you're like, well, I had the loveliest of childhood and my parents were nice, but I saw problems. You might've heard me tell the story a million times again and again about a person's life who was ruined over a popsicle. Keep in mind that the nervous system doesn't really know the difference between something that at four hurt your feelings so badly and being run over by a truck. It has everything to do with your brain development in that moment, what your mom said to you 5 minutes before, how your underwear fit, what the weather's like, All of those had up to the nervous system having an opinion about whether or not that's an injury and it needs to keep you safe. So with Cogno movement, because we do things a little differently and it's not a talk thing, many times we'll find in a person's brain through their eye accessing cues in their body, one of these weird stories. You guys have heard me tell the story again and again about the person who didn't feel loved ever because there was a girl who gave her, you know, one of these, like a shoulder thing, and it, you know, her little body in that moment, the right nervous system setup created a massive injury. So if you're out there and you're thinking, gosh, I didn't have any childhood trauma, but I still have problems, you may find one of those insidious little injuries to your nervous system that on the surface does not seem like a trauma. It's a non-event. But I want to say right now that Eileen has offered to do something that might mitigate a little bit, just in this moment, a technique. It is called a self-hug. I had to read it. Like, you know, it had something to do with a hug. Would you do that for us now?
Sure. So I just want to explain why this is such an important little mini exercise that you can do anytime, anywhere, and what its value is. We often, when we're under stress, we disconnect from our bodies. And when we do this self-hug exercise, where we basically just wrap our arms around ourselves, and we can feel the outer boundaries of our body and understand where we start and another person ends, we actually, we start to, it's just a way for us to reconnect and get back in our bodies. And especially if you have had trauma, you often lose that sense of self and body awareness. So this is really a way to get back into your body and to basically hold yourself as, and start creating that safe container and really understand where your boundaries are. So I just invite your listeners to just wrap their arms around themselves. I invite you to just feel the outer edges of your body. When I'm by myself and I do this, I often put on music that I find soothing. And it's just a very nice way to start holding yourself and to really feel yourself and to be able to touch into your body and your nervous system. So it's just a very simple little exercise to help you get reconnected with yourself.
And when might someone use this? What are some real life instances where somebody could utilize this to create some change?
Well, I think when the anxiety is really high. I also like to have clients use it when they feel like their systems are going into a collapse or they're beginning to start dissociating. So this is a way to keep somebody's nervous system online and not go into that dissociative state. It's almost like a way of telling your body, hey, I'm still here. You're okay. You're alive and you're still here. So I think it's really good for that. Sometimes I will, in the middle of my busy day, if I'm feeling like because I will hover out of my body on occasion, I will check in with myself and say, okay, come back into your body. Because it's really easy for me to hover. So I think it can be used at any time. And sometimes it's just a nice thing to do before you go to sleep. It's very soothing to the nervous system.
Lovely. And it's got that bit of cross body in there that if you guys are familiar with Cogno movement, we talk about so often, that crossing the center line is another way to really help that nervous system as well. So that's a beautiful thing. I think so often we don't think about that, how we're either out of our body entirely, which so many people in the spiritual world want to do, you know, and that can get that can be risky too. I mean, and then other people who don't do it intentionally, they're just up in their head so much. That beautiful reminder of, oh yeah, We've got this whole rest of a system that can assist. So that is absolutely lovely. Would you share with us too, how can people work with you or get involved in the work that you do?
So if you're interested in learning more about somatic experiencing, you could go to my website, which is eileensmith.com. And Eileen is I-L-E-N-E smith.com. You can find me on Instagram, and that's Eileen Smith Healing. And if you're interested in learning more about somatic experiencing and the Trauma Healing Institute, you can go to traumahealing.org. And you also can find a practitioner in your area if you're interested. I do work remotely, and I do work in person. So either way, if you can get a hold of me through the website if you're interested. And you know, feel free to DM me if you have any questions on Instagram. That's always an easy way to get a hold of me as well.
You have a book as well.
Tell us about this book. Thank you. So the book is called Moving Beyond Trauma, A Roadmap to Living with Ease and Vitality. And that is available on Amazon as well. And in the book, I also offer a series of assessments to try to understand and piece together how your own nervous system is functioning. So it's a really useful tool to start connecting and understanding how your nervous system is impacting your day-to-day functioning. So again, it's Moving Beyond Trauma, and it's available on Amazon.
You know, it really is a different way of thinking about things. Like you said, for so long, what was available is talk therapy. And now we know there's a whole other system involved, a whole other set of systems that can be accessed and used. And this work is so important for anyone looking to make a change in their life. So we're so grateful for people like you who are writing books and doing the work and changing the paradigm on what it means to create change in life, not just in the body, not just in your brain. But what Bill and I've witnessed day after day is that when the nervous system changes, life changes. We talk about it on the show all the time. There's a quantum effect. You stop sending that signal into the world of trauma, anxiety, frustration, darkness, fear. And you stop being a match to it as well. It's the most beautiful thing. We love it so much. We're fascinated by it on a daily basis, right, Bill?
Very much. You know, it'd be interesting to get your perspective because you're a licensed therapist as well. And we have heard that licensed therapists are moving like towards the body. Somatic, you know, they're the kind of the blinders got taken off, and a lot of them are starting to see that incorporating the body now is really a thing, and that as kind of a group, do you see this happening?
So I just want to, it's interesting that you bring this up. I actually gave my license up because I do a lot of touch work with my clients, and I didn't want to have any licensing issues because I think that what's really beginning to happen is with all this neuroscience and all the information that we're learning, we need to incorporate touch and movement into our practices. And so that's why I gave up my license. I didn't want to have any licensing board issues, but I think what I'm seeing is that more traditional therapists are beginning to see the value of working with what I call a bottom-up approach with the more, you know, survival and stress physiology. So interesting.
All right, you guys, we have hit right up against our time slot. I mean, we could talk to Eileen for all day, every day. And Bill, I think we didn't geek out even too much on this subject because we really want to.
All right. Well,
all right, you guys. Great. Thank you, Eileen. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing in the world. Thank you for being here, Bill McKenna. And a big thanks to UK Health Radio Show. Radio Network. We will see you guys next week.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.